like so many things have started coming together for me that I could not have predicted. And it's really amazing. But this is how the world works. And for most of us, and I hope this isn't you, like we do stop at just getting clear on the things we don't want. And we don't actually take that extra step of really nailing down what it is we do want. Welcome to the Reconnect and Awaken podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Murphy, and I'm so happy to have you here. Reconnect and Awaken is a podcast all about helping you navigate your soul journey, explore the unseen, and all things spiritual to connect deeply to yourself, your purpose, and your heart, all the while providing a little extra encouragement to live life as your most authentic self so you can share all of your amazing, unique gifts with the world. Thank you so much for pressing play today. I am so grateful to have you here. Be sure to subscribe to the show to be notified of new episodes as soon as they are released. You can also find me on Instagram where we can connect and talk more at sarah.murph. Now let's get started. Hello. This week we are going to talk about what it is that you want. This question was so daunting to me at the beginning of my soul journey, and I've struggled to answer it at different times throughout my life. And so in this week's episode, we are going to talk about why answering what we want matters, why figuring that out is important, how we can take this question, which sometimes seems daunting, and make it way more approachable, and how we can look at it through the lens of human design and actually use our design to approach answering this question in a way that makes it way more aligned with our soul. But before we do that and get into all that goodness, I just want to catch up with you guys for a few minutes because I am so, so, so happy to be back with you another week. This feels like home for me. This podcast is a home of mine. And so every week when I get to sit down and prepare and just take the time to enjoy the process of being here, it's such a gift. I'm in Toronto this week. It's early morning here when I'm recording. It's like 7 a.m. I'm here in town for work and to visit some friends and family. And one of my cousins is running a marathon today. So I'm up early getting ready to go cheer him on. And I can't wait. It's so exciting. Last night I made signs with his girlfriend. So we're like very ready for this experience to be there and celebrate him. I can't wait. And it's coming off. I think, as you guys know, I'm coming off a hilarious, you definitely don't know because I didn't know, but I'm coming off a hilarious like 2 week period of moving and lots of busyness in the work that I do in venture capital, all exciting things. But I find I get myself in a whirlwind where I do things because I can do them and not because I should do them or want to do them. But it's like I find myself sucked in every now and again. I was telling a friend of mine of taking on too much and continuing to say yes, almost to prove that I can. And it doesn't serve me. So I have been in a bit of a whirlwind and been missing myself the last 2 weeks. And so the last couple days since I moved on the 1st, I've just been trying to actually like put down the task list and just take more pauses and slow down. And so get back to my solid morning routine, making sure I get a nice meditation in, do my gratitude practice, and taking those baby steps to reconnect to myself. So that's sort of the phase I'm in, which is also including being like cozy and softer, which is why I'm recording this episode. If you're watching on YouTube, I've started sharing these episodes on YouTube. I'm wearing a robe and drinking a lovely cup of peppermint tea, and I feel very happy. And so I'm happy and grateful to be in Toronto this week It's just, yeah, a nice vibe, a nice change of scenery. And I always love an adventure, as you guys know. So let's get into it, because the thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about this week is, what do I want? I think this is such a powerful question. And when I was getting ready for this episode, you know, I really wasn't sure what I wanted to talk about this week, because again, my head has been like in the clouds. I've been sort of detached from myself a little bit, that it's taken a few days to get back into my body and to ground. And even getting to prepare for this episode was such a beautiful, like, practice, because it helps me come back to the things that matter and really reconnect to myself in a deeper way. So it's been super cool. So what do you want? This is such a big question, and it's one I've struggled with for years. This was one of the big questions that came up for me at the beginning of my soul journey, when I was in that period of feeling so lost. It was like, what do I even want? Because it's hard to choose which direction to step forward if you don't have any idea where you're trying to go, right? And so when I was in that period of really floundering and feeling lost and unclear, the thing I was struggling with was, I had no idea what I wanted. And I don't think I'm alone in that. I think for most people, if you ask them what they want directly, they'll say, oh, I know what I want. And then they give you often a description of what they don't want. It's very easy for us to get clear on what we don't want, because we have those experiences and we say, no, not this. But we don't always take that next step of pushing ourselves a little further to get clear on what it is we do want. And so in this episode today, I thought it would be good for us to dive into this very big question, which can sometimes feel daunting, or sometimes it can feel really fun, and explore how we can start to answer that question for ourselves, and also do it in a way that feels more fun than daunting. And really take ourselves to that next step of going beyond just the things that we don't want, and really getting into feeling clear in our heart and soul about what we do want. And we're going to use some human design to do that as well. All right, so let's get into this. What do you want? First off, do you know what you want? If I ask you point blank right now, I'm going to pause for a few seconds after this and see if you can clearly articulate and know in your body and heart, what is it that you want? What do you want? I'm so curious to know if for you, it's a really simple thing that you've taken the time to clarify already. And if you have, amen. I think that's incredible to have like a lot of clarity around the things that you want in life and what you're moving towards. There's so much power behind that. So let's talk about it. Why is there so much power behind knowing what we want? Why does knowing what we want really matter? It matters for a number of reasons. One, that it gives us our own direction. It becomes our North Star of where we want to focus on. And there's so much power in where we focus. We as humans bring about, our brains and our subconscious work so hard to bring about that which we focus on and that which we pay attention to, which is why it's so important for us to go beyond what we don't want. Defining what we don't want can be a really good step on the path to getting clear about what we do want, but we can't stop there, because whatever our brain fixates on or pays attention to or repeats is what we are going to really, what our subconscious is going to go to work on bringing about. So that matters. that is why we need to go that extra step of getting clear on what we want, so that our subconscious is doing everything it can to help bring that about. And also so that, that those are the cues that we're looking for in the universe. It's like anything. When we start searching for cars, when we think about a car that we want, we start seeing that car everywhere. When we get clear on what we want, we start seeing those opportunities everywhere. And this is why it really is important for us to go beyond what we don't want. We don't want to get stuck here. We don't want our mind to fixate on what we don't want, and then that be what we start to call into our reality. We really are going to go that step further and push ourselves to actually go the extra mile and really clarify what it is that we do want. So that's where our attention is focused, rather than on the things that we don't want. This matters. So going that step forward further, going that step forward further into what we do want, why can this seem so daunting? Or maybe it's for me, it's always felt daunting. And I think for a number of reasons. One, this question is very broad. It can encompass anything and everything. So where do you even begin? Do you begin with your career? Do you begin with your family? Do you begin with your finances? Do you begin with your home? Do you begin with your friendships? Do you know what I mean? There's just endless possibilities. All of these things are part of what we want. You could go on forever. So one is that the question is super broad. The other reason that I think it feels daunting is because it feels really important. I'm like, oh my God, I do not want to get this wrong. If I get this wrong, am I going to be sending myself on a wild goose chase or down some path that I'm not interested in? What I want changes? You know, I don't know everything. And so it's almost like this idea of a permanence pops up that stops, or at least for me, that has stopped me from being able to answer this question easily. Because it's almost like whatever conclusion I come to, I'm writing in stone and it's going to be this way forever. I completely ignore the idea that you can change your mind on what you want. So because I struggled with this question for so long, like even to this day, I still have a hard time sitting myself down to be like, okay, what do you want? But I know it matters. And I know it matters because even in the last few months, I've gotten clear on what I want in a few areas of my life. I've sat myself down to really push myself to go through this exercise. And the universe has like met me and those desires. And to be specific, one of the things I reflected on at the start of this year was that even though I'm not clear on whether I want a house, like whether I want to buy a house or what I want to do, I know very clearly that I want to be in the position to buy a house if I decide that's what I want. And so I started this year really reflecting on my finances and getting clear that I want to end this year in a very different position. I want to have a really strong nest egg. I want to be in a great financial position. I want to have absolutely no debt, like everything really in a great place. And what I can tell you, like that was in the start of February. I got clear on that. And so we're now in the start of May, which is 3 months later. Yes. Is it 3 months? Yes, it's 3 months later. And I have had incredible. One is by getting clear on that, I made decisions. I always refer to them as grown-up decisions. Grown-up decisions to help point me in that direction. So one of those grown-up decisions was subletting my spot for 3 months while I'm about to go traveling. I'm doing this because that's a huge savings that I have over those 3 months. And because I know it's really important for me to be in a strong financial position at the end of this year, I was willing to make that choice. But what's happened since is through different avenues and manners I was not expecting, I have had huge financial opportunities show up for me. And to be honest, in less than 6 months, I'll be in a position I thought it would have taken me a year and a half to get to. And what I love about this is it wasn't about me manhandling how I get there step by step, but it required me to just get real with myself and push myself to actually get clear on what I wanted. And the second I did that, especially in regards to my finances, like so many things have started coming together for me that I could not have predicted. And it's really amazing. But this is how the world works. And for most of us, and I hope this isn't you, like we do stop at just getting clear on the things we don't want. And we don't actually take that extra step of really nailing down what it is we do want. Hey guys, it's Sarah here. I hope you're loving this episode. If you are, I've got one simple ask. Could you take 15 seconds to leave a written review for the show on whatever platform you listen on? Your written review helps me to grow the show and it helps other listeners to find it. So if you can write a review, I'd be super grateful. Thank you again for being part of the Reconnect and Awaken community. I love you guys so much. Now, let's get back to the good stuff. Okay. And for me, like those challenges have been, the question is so broad, and also it feels like whatever I come up with is going to be set in stone. So because I've struggled with this for the last few years, I like step back, as I always do, put on my hat of being curious. Anytime I'm struggling with something, I'm like, okay, let's explore this from a standpoint of curiosity. And was like, what are the parts of this I'm struggling with? And how can I shift this question so that it's something that I can actually follow through on, because I know it matters. So one of the things, this is where human design comes in, that I struggled with this is, as a generator, and this is true for generators and manifesting generators, a question like, what do you want, is so broad. It's really hard for us to answer. We typically function on binary yes, no. Do I like this? Yes. Do I like this? No. Would I rather this or that? And so it can be a lot easier to clarify for MGs and generators what we don't want, because we're responding to something. But we also get those responses for things that we do like. So once I kind of made that connection, I started to consider how I could change this question to make it more accessible for me. And there's two ways I did that. First off, I started a list in my notes app. I love my notes app on my phone. It's chaotic for anyone who is not me, but for me, it's really helpful. I started a notes app of the things that I want, and I just keep that as a running tally so that when I experience those scenarios that excite me, or I'm like, oh my God, I love this, I write it down. When I get that response from my body, that excitement, which is my signature in human design as a generator, I know that's something that lights me up. Then I make sure I add that to my list. The other thing I did to start approaching this question and make it more accessible was I broke it into categories. So instead of just asking myself, what do I want in my life, which covers every conceivable facet of my life you could imagine, family, house, finances, career, travel, everything, I started breaking it down into different categories, like finances, like health, like where I live in the world, where my home is, what my family's like, relationships. And I just started honing in on whichever category felt most aligned for me at once. So it's almost like, you know, turning that big question into a bit more of a binary question where I can say, like, look at this list of categories and tune into which one feels most exciting for me right now. And so that's how I've started to approach this question in a way that feels so much more bite-sized and in alignment with my human design. And I'm kind of thinking about this for manifestors and projectors and reflectors, how this might play out for you guys as well. For manifestors, it might come through in a surge, in one of those hot moments where you get, you know, just clear messaging coming through you. That could be a really interesting moment for you. And the broad open-ended question may not be a challenge. Same thing for projectors. You might be able to approach this, or maybe it's about bringing in a friend who can ask you these questions and kind of open that invitation for you to really start leaning into this and exploring. And same thing for reflectors. I think asking yourself this question around different people will help you sift through those answers and really find what's consistent for you over time. I think that's how I would approach it for each of the types. So I broke it into categories to make it more in alignment with my own human design. The next thing I started to do was define it over time. I don't have to, in one sitting, nail what I want right in this moment, red hot second here. But I always act like I do. So I've started answering this question category by category in a way that feels good for me. And I let myself continue to add to it. And the perfect example I can give you of this is in my dating life. Because as I'm out dating people, it's such a great way to, one, experience things that I really enjoy in a relationship, but two, also it brings up clarity about things that I don't want, and that can be flipped into what I do want. So dating has been a really great example, I guess, of by being out in the world and going through those experiences, it's helped me really refine this list and keep adding to it, which is so cool. You know, life shows us what we need. And the last thing I've done to really approach this question is think of this as draft mode. None of this is final. What we want is always going to evolve and change. And that's okay. But at least in taking the steps of trying to define what we want and trying things out, we get to discover what actually really aligns for us, nurtures us, and fulfills us. And this isn't about chasing like a bunch of materialistic goals, but I'm willing to bet there's things on your heart, burning desires that are part of your soul that we sometimes don't give voice to. We're scared to. And I'm a little tired of always just dreaming of those things. And I've really entered this phase where I know that if I give voice to the things that I want, I've whispered it into reality. And I've at least made that commitment and acknowledgement to myself that I want to try this. And I'm going to start directing myself towards those things. And the universe is going to help me with that as well. And for me, it's not like the things aren't particularly materialistic that I want. Like, I know I want to live in Europe. That has been on my heart for so long. And I just, this past year, kind of had this realization of like, I need to start moving towards this. And this isn't about me forcing it or anything like that. I know it'll come about when the time is right, but I want to start putting it out there and moving towards that with expectation. I also really want to have my own family, and I'm so excited for that part of my life. And what just by giving that voice, it really put a mirror on myself of like, okay, I really want to build my own family. I need to start putting way more time and energy into dating and really look at what are my habits around dating and what's been holding me back in that area of my life. And so these like deep soul desires that live within us, when we give these things voice and we get clear about what we want in them, it's not that they're carved in stone forever, but they start to be a mirror for us where we reflect on the other parts of our lives so we can start to live in more alignment with our soul desires. We start to actually kind of step up and be honest with ourselves a little bit more about where we want to grow and where we want to support ourselves more or get help or learn so that we can actually take strides towards those things that we want. And the universe will come and meet us there. And the thing about letting these ideas and these desires be a draft mode, like we want it to be draft mode because as we start taking steps in this direction, things may change, right? Our desires could shift, but we're at least on that path and we are going to receive more clarity as we go along it. And that's really what we want. And so, like, as I said in the beginning, the two things I struggled with was the question was so broad and everything's felt so final. And so by making my wants a draft mode, I give myself permission to constantly refine it and work on it, but I'm not letting myself off the hook from actually trying to define it. I'm defining it for now, and it may alter. And that always made it feel so much more accessible. So if you are like me and you have put off answering the question, what do you really want? And you feel like there's some desires in your heart that you're longing for and your soul is longing for, then maybe it's time to sit with this question and play with it. But before you do, we can bring some human design in here to help us out. So if you have your human design chart, or if you haven't had it yet, you can look it up at myhumandesign.com. Pull up your human design chart, and what you'll see in the crazy chart at the near the head, you're going to see four arrows. And the arrow on the bottom right has to do with how you manifest. And there, in human design, there's two types of manifestors. There's a specific manifester and a non-specific manifester. If that arrow in the bottom right points to the left, you're a specific manifester. If it points to the right, you're a non-specific manifester. So specific manifestors, I'm a specific manifester. We are meant to get specific about what we want. That is how we start to call it in and to line up with the synchronicities of the universe. And our guidance system in human design, our intuition, is going to be guiding us to those things that we do want. And so this is where we want to, you know, make vision boards, make lists, get really clear on those things that we want. Answer that question in detail. What do I want? For non-specific manifestors, manifesting and getting clear on those desires is much more about the feeling of those desires rather than the specifics. So rather than I want a house in Greece on this island, it might be like, I remember how I felt when I was visiting this island and I felt so at home, at peace, expansive. That's the energy I want to call in my life and call in my home space. It's much more about getting into the essence of your desires and clarifying those, and that will help lead you to those specific experiences in your life. So this can be a really cool place to start from. So pull up your human design chart, figure out if you are a specific or non-specific manifester, and that can give you a lens from which to approach this question. Then, as a really quick recap, the things that have worked for me in breaking this down is breaking it into categories. Like relationships, finances, home, health, career, mission, community, purpose, all of those things. And starting to fill out those ones that light me up first, the ones that feel accessible and exciting for me. And this is all draft mode. I can change it. I can alter it as I go. The second thing I like to do is keep it as a running list. I don't have to nail it on the first time I sit down to answer the question. I can reflect on this question over time. And bringing in human design again for our emotionals, if you have a defined emotional center, defined solar plexus, you want to answer this question when you're feeling in that calm, cool, and collected phase, not when you're on an emotional high or emotional low. Sit with this question, what do I want, when you're feeling neutral. And that will help. That's when you can answer it in your strength. And for others, for like generators and manifesting generators and manifestors, you want to answer this question, what do I want, when you're feeling sparkly and lit up, when things are exciting you. That's when you're in your phase of opportunity. And then for our reflectors, we want to answer this question over time. So I think for all of us, we want to answer this question over time. But for reflectors, you want to answer this question in different scenarios when you're in your different chameleon-like phases. And for projectors, it might be fun to bring someone in to ask you this question. But again, do it over time so you can continuously add to it and reflect on it. And this matters because this is how we start to set our subconscious to work on those true soul desires we have. By giving them voice, we are opening ourselves up to the universe to bring about those possibilities and to help meet us there. It also just opens up Pandora's box in a wonderful way of letting, the floodgates open and showing us our true soul's desire, like the things that our hearts really crave. So set yourself free, like go a little wild with this. Really explore and lean into what is it that you want? What in your heart is it that you want? And if you're feeling extra spicy, extra wild, extra fun, the thing that you can do that's like one step further than this, than answering what I want, what do I want, is once you have some of those answers, you can spend a bit of time in your day-to-day visualizing having those things, visualizing the feeling of being in that experience, what it feels like in your body, how you feel, see yourself moving with confidence in those experiences. And that visualization really helps to activate those soul desires and just again strengthen those connections of bringing them about. It's like creating new grooves in our brain of bringing those desires to reality. It's so cool. And I wanted to dedicate an episode to this because I think this is really important. Like, we spend so much time doing the work of unlayering the pieces of ourselves that don't feel in alignment with our soul, but we sometimes forget to go that extra step of actually paying honor to those soul desires, giving voice to those desires that we have. And so that's really what this episode is all about. And I hope it's useful for you guys. Please let me know if you're listening. You can write me through Instagram at sarah.murph. I would love to hear those things that you desire, what it is that you want. Please share it with me. I think it's so incredible to, again, give our soul desire voice. It's such a powerful step, and I'm here to encourage you. And I hope you can approach this with the human design lens that gives you a little bit of help if ever you've been stuck with this question. To finish off this episode, I just want to wish you guys so much magic this week. Like, I'm sort of in the energy of calling in serendipitous experiences and the magic of the universe. I feel like I just get in this vibe when I'm traveling, and I really love Toronto. So I'm calling in like a week of magic, divine coincidences, just perfect connections. And I'm sending that energy up to you guys too. I'm so happy to be back with you guys. Honestly, I just love you. I hope you have a fabulous week. Thank you so much for tuning in to Reconnect and Awaken. I hope you found a little something to support you on your own soul journey. If you haven't already, be sure to hit subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would love to know in a review or for you to share it with someone in your life who you think might get value from it too. Your feedback and sharing really helps me grow, especially in the beginning. If you want to dive deeper into any of the topics discussed, I share a lot on my Instagram at sarah.murph, sar.murph. And I always love to hear about your own journey, what you're growing through, and if anything shared here today resonated for you. Thank you again so much for listening. I love you, and I will see you soon.